all right, Cullen Park, hey, last year, first time out of the country, and now you're a World Supercross guy, you're back here in Paris. World Traveler Racing now.
Yeah, Paris feels like a home race now compared to last year. Last year I was so out of the loop, but yeah, this year it was a lot of fun kind of coming into the race, kind of knowing more what to expect versus last year. You know, last year I was like a fish out of water, and overall it was an okay weekend. Obviously you always want to end up on the podium. I think I ended up fifth overall on the weekend, I'm not sure. But yeah, unfortunately today I was going for fourth on like with two corners to go in the second main, and Desprey put me down on the ground, but to be expected. It was a racing thing. It wasn't dirty. I would have probably done the same thing. So no hard feelings towards him. But overall, like, I felt like my riding was good. Struggled to get out of the gate a little bit. I got to stop saying that because it just seems to be a storyline for me. And
yeah, it's just the way that you are, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't expect also to get one good start and then feel comfortable like in the lead or whatever. So I need to become a good, consistent starter if I want to reach my goals for Supercross next year. But overall, I felt like I made some progress. The Team Honda Moto Blues, they crushed it for me. They treat me like family when I come here. It's pretty sick. I mean, they even gave me suspension this weekend, and honestly, the suspension was really good. So overall, I was really happy with the bike and everything.
It seemed like, from a racer's point, from me watching, like, it's a lot of racing. It's a lot of time on the track over the 2 days.
I'll be honest. I woke up this morning because, one, we don't even get out of here till past 11 last night. Then you walk to the food truck for dinner, and I didn't go to bed till like past 1. And I woke up this morning at 9 a.m. and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to ride in less than 2 hours. Like, I was sore. Like, as embarrassing as that is to admit, it doesn't feel like you ride, but we get 2 15-minute sessions on Saturday, then 3 races, and obviously the intensity when you're racing is way higher. You're holding your breath. Honestly, it was a lot of racing. But hey, if I'm going to travel this far to come ride a dirt bike, I'd love, the more racing, the better.
And next weekend on a Suzuki 450 for in Australia.
No, 250.
250, sorry.
Yeah, back on the PMG Suzuki straight from here. I fly to Australia tomorrow, and we're jumping on the Suzuki. It's go time there.
And then back on a Honda for the Phoenix guys.
Back on the Honda right after. Yeah, I hope after Australia I can, like, take a couple days off, because I'll be honest, this weekend I was really tired.
Looked like Jace was a little upset with you after one main.
Dude, so me and Jace are, like, we're homies or whatever, you know, and he comes off the track after he got into a first-turn pileup, and, like, I had nothing to do with it. And he's yelling at me. And, dude, so I, like, ride back over to him. I'm like, dude, don't yell at me when I had nothing to do with that. Because, like, when I got up, I went in the last turn and kind of stuffed him. Because, I mean, I'm not going to let someone by. I don't care if we're friends or not. And he's yelling at me. But he came over and apologized. He's like, dude, you did nothing wrong. And I'm like, yeah, I know, dude. Like, I don't know why you were going off on me. But, yeah, all good, though.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.